All right, the Reds, it's the Cup of Tea Show, and this morning I'm having a cup of tea with Leo Moynihan. We've both got our cups of tea and our virtual selves. We are talking to Leo. He is a Red. He is an interesting fella. He is an author of many football books. The most recent one is this one, The Three Kings. You see that blaring a bit because Skype's weird, but
I do it too, look.
Yeah, he's got it. It is better. There you go. The Three Kings, Busby, Shankly and Steen, the makers of modern football. When I first heard you were doing this one, mate, and we got a little press release through about the Anfield Wrap about it, I thought, that's a big one. You know, putting those three fellas together and sort of having to boil that down into one book, that must have been quite difficult to start off with.
When we sort of got the nod to go ahead with it, I did have a slightly sleepless night about it. But the thing is with these three, so much has been written about them individually. So I didn't want to rehash that and just make it their three lives. I really wanted to look at how their lives intertwined and the connection between the three. So starting from their very similar backgrounds, they all born 30 miles apart from each other, all went down the mines for various different times in their life, and then their lives in football just intertwine, and the more I got into it, the more remarkable it all was, you know.
And with Shankly in particular, obviously, because he's the one of most interest to us, although, you know, it does get forgotten a little bit that Matt Busby was at Liverpool. And once upon a time, you know, there was no problem with relations between Manchester United and Liverpool. But with Shankly in particular, I've read his book as well. And I enjoyed that. And, you know, it was a nice tattered paperback that I got from a charity shop.
I did use that a lot because you could get a lot of his thoughts.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? With this one and that one, it did make me think, and, you know, I think because of our age and things like that, we're bound to do it. You start thinking, has football changed? Do we still get these men? Is that kind of character still feasible in football? And I think for all the change, and, you know, money has changed it and TV has changed it and all the rest of it, but these characteristics and that strong character, I mean, we're seeing it with Jurgen Klopp, aren't we? It still is key for a successful football manager.
Absolutely. I think Shankly would have loved it, wouldn't he?
So yeah.
They'd have got on. And apparently, Jurgen's really fascinated by the Bill Shankly story. I spoke to Phil Thompson for the book. And he tells a story that he went to Melbourne to interview Jurgen for Sky. And first of all, walked into the office overlooking the training pitches and was struck by how many pictures of the old lot there were, like Shanks and Bob Paisley and everyone.